Chris Cottrell on KDB Sports. Glad to be joined on the phone now by Kimball native Mike Dom. Of course, put up that legendary career at South Dakota State. Just wrapped up his college playing career a few months back. So, Mike, we got a lot to cover. Thanks for taking a few minutes. I know you've had a busy morning already flying down to the Phoenix area where I know you do a lot of training. So the announcement came out last week. You've decided to head overseas to start your professional career. Rather than me butcher the name of the team and where you're going, why don't you tell everybody who you're going to play for, where you're heading, and how this came about?
Yeah, well, first off, I just want to say thanks for having me on. And I'm heading to Santiago de Compostela, and my team is Mambas Obradorio. So I'm super excited. It's one of the top teams in the ACB league over there in Spain, which is the top league in the country, and I'm just really looking forward to the opportunity.
So, wrap up at South Dakota State. You finish as inside the top 10, number 7 all-time in Division I scoring. As the season was going along, Mike, and you start to see some of the names you're passing, if you're even paying attention to it, season comes to a close, were you able to step away, visit with mom and dad, visit with anyone about just put things in perspective, how much of an amazing career you had at South Dakota State in the 4 years?
It was definitely crazy. You know, it's still hard for me to, you know, look back on it. I feel like it was just so soon. My parents did reflect on it. I think they were the ones that were most, you know, excited about everything that was going on. But for me, I always say this, but I still think when I'm older, like, you know, 50, 60 is when I really will look back on that and reflect on that time with, you know, my teammates, the coaching staff I had, and just who I was able to play with. So for me right now, you know, I'm just moving forward at a steady pace. I know I got to, you know, just continue to have that kind of mindset, you know, quick memories and just keep moving on, just with how fast everything is moving nowadays. But it really was an amazing career. And, you know, all that credit goes to, you know, my family, the community of Brookings, everyone who supported me over that, my amazing teammates and coaches. So I have those guys to thank for it.
I think based on your first 3 years and you guys reaching the tournament and you personally and the team owning the Summit League tournament, everyone was a little shocked when you guys got knocked out in round one. What happened in that ball game that kept you guys from making a run to getting back to the big dance?
Yeah, that was a tough game. You know, like I said, I got a quick memory and I like to move on from things quickly. But, you know, that game was just tough. Western Illinois came out ready to play. Their defensive game plan was clearly on point, and I think those guys were just, you know, kind of more amped up than we were. We kind of, you know, I think just did the typical thing where we coasted into a game, and we kind of looked at that perspective as the 1-8 seed, and we didn't just come into it as just, you know, this is a one-game season. We got to win this game to advance, and I think we started to look ahead a little bit. But, you know, congrats to Western Illinois, because I know that was a huge win for them. And they deserved it. You know, they outplayed us on that one. But it was definitely a tough way to end my Summit League career with that loss. But, you know, then we did get that chance to, you know, at least play one more postseason game with the NIT.
Yep, you played down in Austin against Texas, so the college career wraps up. A lot of people probably expecting at least an invite to the combine leading up to the NBA draft. That didn't happen. I visited with your dad, and he said there was a reason why. Why didn't you get an invite to the combine? And on the flip side of that, is everything starting to turn as far as, you know, feeling better as far as the reason why you didn't go?
Yeah, so right after season was over, I was told I actually had a stress fracture in my left foot. So I did actually get an invite to the G League Elite Camp, which I could have had the opportunity to get invited from that camp to the actual NBA Combine, but obviously wasn't able to do that. So for me, kind of going into my pre-draft process, I never really had it because I was battling my foot injury. So most of the time it was me just literally taking time off and resting my foot. And I really couldn't do anything else but that. So my entire pre-draft process was just filled with hanging out mentally in my mind, just making sure that I was resting it. And, you know, I was shooting mentally is what I was always saying. And then I was just strength training on, you know, what I could do. You know, so I was just finding different ways to work, different ways to try to keep my body in shape during that process. But for me, my pre-draft process really was kind of non-existent. But at the same time, you know, I have no doubts, and my mindset is so positive that I wasn't worried about it. Things happen for a reason, and I knew my opportunities were always going to be there, and I wasn't worried about that one bit. So for me, it was just, you know, focusing on the little things step by step of what I need to do to, you know, just prepare my body for what's to come.
So you link up with the Portland Trailblazers organization for NBA Summer League action. What was that experience like playing with the Blazers in Summer League?
It was a fantastic experience. You know, I can't thank everyone in the Trailblazer, you know, front office, coaching staff, down to all the players enough for, you know, just the opportunity to be able to be a part of that. And for me, you know, getting able to, you know, just being able to play with an NBA organization for that summer league is something that, you know, a lot of people dream of, but people don't get to do. So it was awesome. You know, it's crazy to see, you know, the facilities and everything that goes on, the detail, the preparation, you know, how much time and prep goes into focusing on just the little details, which is, you know, something that makes things so important in the NBA. But for me, it was a fantastic, fantastic experience. And, you know, I'm just really glad I got the opportunity.
Probably with an opportunity to have played in the G League, kind of grind your teeth and see what sort of noise you can make there. So between the G League or going overseas, what were the conversations like with those close in your camp about what you thought was going to be best for you, and why did you eventually decide to go to Spain and make this decision?
Yeah, I mean, that decision to me wasn't that tough. My agent has done a great job of keeping me informed, you know, this entire process of, you know, the options I have, whether it would be to stay here in the league or whether it be go overseas. So for me, it came down to, you know, where am I going to play the best basketball? Where am I going to have the best opportunity to be called back here to the NBA? So for me, it came down to me seeing one of my close and personal friends, Matt Thomas, who went overseas and played on Mamba's Obradorio 2 years ago. And now the success that he has signing with the Toronto Raptors. So from that point, I was able to kind of pick his brain about the process. And I think it turned into kind of an easy decision for me just because I knew the commitment level that this Spain team had to their guys and their rookies and how they treat players. And just knowing the opportunity I'm going to have to play, you know, a big role in this team and make a difference. So it was great communication between me and my agent, and the decision came down to go overseas. It was quite easy.
So you're in Phoenix right now working out. What are the nuts and bolts of this year? When does the season start? When do you have to head to Spain and all those things?
Yeah, so I'm in Phoenix right now. It's actually funny. I'm trying to get my work visa approved, which is a bigger task than I thought it was going to be. Heading overseas, so I'm still getting that done in the process, but right now I think I'll probably head over to Spain mid-August is what it's looking like, and honestly season starts early September is when we get going down there, and I mean once that gets going it's a pretty long season. We go all the way through June, and I think you even go a little longer if you make, you know, your team's national cups and Euro cups and all that type of thing. So once it gets rolling, I'm just down here, you know, getting some good work in before I head off for overseas.
What American players play in that league? Are there any on your current roster that you'll be suiting up for when you get there? Or are you going to kind of be carrying the flag for the U.S. in this thing?
No, it's awesome. The Mamba's Obradorio actually signed another American guy from Wofford, Fletcher McGee. You know, the guy's all-time career leading three-point makes in college history, and he's one of my close friends, so it's actually great that we get a team up over there in Spain. It's nice to have a guy that, you know, I'm going to be close with and be able to connect with right away. But I'm not sure the other teams in the ACB, you know, I'm sure there's going to be other Americans on those teams. I'm sure I'm going to know other guys, but it'll be stuff that I find out when I get over there.
You're going to eat good and have some pretty country to check out while you're there, that's for sure.
Yeah, no question. You know, that's actually one thing, too, that kind of went into it is, you know, I get a unique opportunity to travel, you know, parts of the world that a lot of people dream of all in the time of, you know, playing this game of basketball. So I'm very fortunate to have been able to get picked up by this team in such a great area. I'm just super excited.
mom and dad pretty excited ahead. I'm surprised your mom isn't there scouting out apartments and everything for you already, just to kind of get an early jump on things.
Nah, she's just sitting back relaxing. You know, the team does a great job of taking care of all that for us. So, nah, but I know my mom's already starting to plan those trips to Spain, and I know my dad's probably, like, stressing. I just know how he is. He's like, oh, man, you know, don't know what if I'm going to be able to get off the farm, but I know my mom will just book the flight, and then my dad will just go along anyways.
That's good stuff. So, obviously, and you kind of touched on this, this decision has the end goal of getting back to the U.S. and trying to get a shot in the NBA.
Yes, no question. You know, something I started saying is everyone's path to the league is different. And for me, this is just part of my path, part of my journey, and just where it takes me. You know, whether it does end up back in the league or whether, you know, I stay overseas or whatever happens, you know, I'm just very blessed. I've always been in such a blessed position, and, you know, I can't complain one bit about what's going on in my life, and I will be happy with whatever happens. At the end of the day, you know, I'm just thanking the good Lord that I have the opportunity to make a little money while I'm playing this game that I've played since I was 3-4 years old, and I just couldn't be happier.
Wrapping up with Mike Dunn, the Kimball native, South Dakota State, all-time leading scorer, seventh leading scorer in the history of Division I college basketball, three-time Summit League Player of the Year, and now set to start his professional journey in Spain. Mike, I know Western Nebraska is all behind you. Appreciate the time. We'll stay in touch. Best of luck, big guy.
Hey, sounds good, Chris. Thanks for having me, man.